10 minutes past nine. Good morning from Claire Kavanagh. I'm delighted to say we have results that are happening right now with Joe Lima in Kingswood. Morning, Joe.
Good morning. Welcome to a very buzzy hall here at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood. There are tables lined up. You can see there's A to F. It goes round the room. You go up there, you pick up your envelope, and you get your GCSE results. We can all recall that moment. And for one person right now, Richie, good morning.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well now.
You've got a massive grin on your face. Yeah. So what were you hoping for?
I was just hoping for like a 4 or like at least a 5 in my English years. Yeah. But now I got a double 5 in my English. I got a 5 on my maths, which I never thought I would achieve in my life, I can't lie.
Now, I've been told my mum, you struggle with learning difficulties, so this is a real, real achievement, so very well done.
Yeah, like, because during my mocks, I had a hard time, because like, of COVID and that, and I was able to revise a lot by the pressure of my mum and dad, mostly.
We've all got parents who do that from time to time. They mean well, right? They mean
well. Yeah. It was also nice to have some good friends with me as well, who, like, because we normally used to, like, chat a lot on, like, online about, like, the same random stuff, like, random math stuff and that. That helps a lot, to be honest, actually. But, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know how I did that well.
Well, you did it because you worked hard and you revised.
Honestly, I only worked hard on the maths. I just expected to get well.
So just run us through then the subjects and what you got.
All right. So in music, I got a D1, which is a distinction.
Yes.
I think that's like a 5. And I got, what's that, a pass 2? Yeah, that's a pass 2 for business. And then I got a double 5 in combined science. I haven't seen that yet. I got a 4 in design and technology, a five and a 5 in English and language, and a 5 in maths.
Well done.
That's brilliant.
Honestly, I can't believe I did that.
You're blown away, Mum. Rachel, how do you feel?
I'm so proud of him. He has struggled at school, obviously post-COVID, and I think he suddenly realised towards the end of year 10 that, you know what, I want to do something in my future, I've got a plan, I need to settle down now, and he did, and he worked so hard, and, you know, we always said to him, we don't want the 9s, we don't want the 8s, we want you to pass so that you can do what you want to do. And he went and done it. He had a goal, he knew what he needed, and he went and got them, and I'm so, so proud.
For those that aren't sure about the numbers and how that equates to what we used to have when we were at school, which were, you know, A, B, C, so a 4 is a C, basically, in equivalent. So you've exceeded expectations, so very well done. Congratulations. Yeah. What happens next?
St. Brendan's, here I come, bro.
what are you going to study?
Criminology, psychology, business. Yeah. Yeah, now I've got the grade in business, I can happily do that now.
An absolute pleasure to meet you. Very well done. Good luck for the future.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day. Go celebrate.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, bro. And Nando's are selling for free right now, so I'm going to have to go there.
What on to Richie and Mum Rachel. Thanks for joining us. More results over the next half an hour or so here at King's Oak Academy in Kingswood. I'll talk to you again soon.
Joe, that's absolutely made my day. Beautiful moment. Congratulations, Richie. Well done, Mum, as well. That was fantastic. At the King's Oak Academy this morning, they're finding out what their results are.